it's a huge problem, actually. You know, it's funny. It's not the stuff kind of topic that gets a lot of press. And I guess ultimately that's one of the reasons I wrote the book that I wrote, because I wrote it out of frustration, quite frankly, because I kept seeing the same problems happen again and again, but I was never seeing, you know, the snippets, the articles, the, you know, shows like this even that were really talking about those issues. So, you know, it is much easier for an executive. And when I say that, you know, and whether it's a CEO or a board of directors, I'm just talking about the leaders for a company. It is much easier for them, even though it's a big pill sometimes to swallow, to pay for a system than it is. It's much harder to get those people to actually say, you know what, our old processes are, you know, stink, or somewhere less than stink. And we're going to commit both to paying for this system, but we're also going to pay to do a lot of, you know, historical soul searching and change processes that need to be changed to align with those with the new technology. And by not doing so, and then more specifically, what I have found is that a lot of these processes don't get changed because it's the very leaders that are making those decisions that have probably been part of, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or longer in making the existing process. And it's kind of like, you know, no one wants to be told they're, you know, their baby's ugly, kind of, sort of. And it's like, well, I don't want to change this process because, you know, whether they admit it or not, or even if they know it or not, they've probably personally identified with processes that are in place that need to be changed, or even technical tools or quasi-technical tools that need to be changed. And they're just not willing to accept that defeat yet.